Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
1 hour down, 2 hours down, 3 hours ready, and the music, we can't get enough of it here. That's the energy that we need to be provided here on the morning, and we're ready to go. It's Joe Ranieri. I heard you say, like, you already thought we were in hour number 3. Like, is that how fast the show is moving? Like, where does the time go?
Flying by here, Donnie, on a Friday, but we got a lot of things to look forward to this weekend, so let's get it rolling on here.
A lot of Major League Baseball coming up in this hour. Some pretty good setups this weekend. Are the Mets going to actually shake it off? Can the Phillies take command of first place in the NL? And also, yes, a game number 7 that will take place in Oklahoma City on Sunday night as the Pacers and the Thunder decide who's going to carry home that Larry O'Brien trophy and who also is going to be the MVP of the NBA Finals. A lot to get to. The energy needs to be high. We got one more hour in this week for the early line, and we're ready to do it. So at this time, Joe, you know what we like to do. Reach out to the people, ask them a question to see if we have to fade the public or not. And our Fade the Public poll at Sports Grid, the question today, it's simple. It's a Friday. You don't have to think too much. The question was, who will win Game 7 of the NBA Finals? There's only 2 choices. So there's no right in here and neither. Like, I'm surprised we didn't put a neither up there. Has to be the Pacers, has to be the Thunder. And it looks like the public's saying now it's going to be the Thunder, but only, Joe, about 58% on the Thunder, despite them being a heavy favorite in game number 7. Which way did you vote in this poll right here on the Sports Grid Network?
Yeah, listen, the Thunder deservedly a favorite to win it in this spot. But in a game 7, that number should be closer to 50-50, Donnie. The value is certainly on the dog here to get it done. And we saw it last time we had a game 7 9 years ago. Why, we can certainly see it again here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to play out. And also the question, right, as it was posed, like, if you're just asking, again, the winner of the series, which, again, the winner of game number 7 will win this, Oklahoma City, only 58%. We didn't ask it was Oklahoma City minus 6.5, 7.5, or 8.5 points. This was just asking who was going to win it. That is a lot of support for the Indiana Pacers, and rightfully so. We asked these questions the night after it happened, which was a big-time win for the Pacers. But are you shocked and surprised that less than 60%, less than 6 out of every 10 votes went on the Thunder, despite how decided of a favorite they actually are and have been for this entire series?
Well, we had a similar question yesterday, I believe, in Fade the Public, where we wanted to know, was it, are you laying the points, taking the points, the over, the under, which way were you looking? And I think it was overwhelmingly OKC last night as a road favorite. Now they're an even bigger favorite at home, and they are expected to win. And in a game 7, when you are expected to win, don't be shocked when that doesn't happen.
That's good. I mean, a game number 7, absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, winner is going to have a parade, whether it's downtown Indianapolis or in Oklahoma City, which brings me to my next, you know, question here. Like, the Florida Panthers just won in the Stanley Cup. They're going to have a parade. You are in South Florida. Will you be in attendance at the parade here?
I may mosey on down to the Elbow Room on Sunday as that parade takes off. It was pretty wild last year. It was in the middle of a rainstorm that we had in June, but hopefully clearer skies on Sunday, and it should be a whole lot of fun watching Brad Marchand get absolutely trashed in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah, the only question for Brad Marchand is, like, do I get trashed and step away and retire? Do I get trashed and come back with this team here? You know what's interesting about that, too? Like, Marchand comes over so long in one city and a northern city in Boston and probably gets traded to Florida. It's like, all right, I'll make one last cup run, and if it ends early, I'm probably going to hang it up. Like, there's no way he hangs it up after. Looks like he's now, like, hey, put a statue out front of the arena here for Brad Marchand. Like, he's one of the boys. Like, he's been there 15 years.
And that tells you a lot about the organization and that locker room, that you can take a guy who is public enemy number one, Donnie, yes, for his entire career. He's 37 years old, and yet he walks into a Florida, the champions locker room, the current champions locker room, and walks in, and it's like he had been there from day one. It says a lot about the character of the guys in that room, and it also says a lot about the front office not worrying that he could go in there and completely disrupt what they've had. So all in all, very professional across the board from all of them. And who's giving a 37-year-old $10 million, by the way, Don? Who's doing that in the offseason?
Cash him up, baby. We'll see if he comes back. I expect he actually will be back with the Florida Panthers. And also, a nice little transition where if we just had not the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is the MVP for the entirety of the Stanley Cup playoffs, not just the finals, Marchand, if it was the finals MVP, would have been right up there with a chance to win it. So now as we transition back over to the NBA game number 7, which means there are some things up in the air. Well, certainly a championship. It's game 7. The winner's going to take. But also, who can be that MVP? And understand this. The NBA Finals MVP, not the NBA Playoffs MVP. And the price points here have been changing. You're going to see a graphic here with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at minus 250. That's dropped to a minus 240 price. Pascal Siakam was a plus 330. He's actually increased to a plus 350. But the biggest mover on the board right now, you have to say, is, you know what? Tyrese Halliburton, 21-1 on that graphic. He's down to 15-1, but that's not it. It's TJ McConnell, who's now a 110 price, 110-1, how high that number is here, down from the 140-1 price that he had. TJ McConnell, the big mover here.
Yeah, and listen, he has been absolutely huge, but he's been huge off the bench. If we're talking about finals MVP, listen.
Yeah.
The headlines are always going to be about Halliburton. We've seen this, yep, right? Especially with the Pacers winning. If the Pacers win this, if you're going to bet the Pacers to win it all, you have to bet Siakam, because Siakam is not going to be in the headlines, but he is the most important part of why this team is where they are right now. And he's the only guy with a ring, Donnie. He's the only guy on his team with a ring who has been there and done it. So I think there is some pretty good value if you want to take a shot with the Pacers to win. Then Siakam should be your MVP.
Yeah, if we look at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now and say, where does that line sit? A massive favorite, which again, Oklahoma City's favored by 8.5. We just told you a poll that included just to win the game, money line. And not even getting 60% of the votes was Oklahoma City in this game. The total, which opened up around that 213, 214 number, sits at 215.5. Now, I'm just reading a tweet out here from David Payne Purdom. It says, the Thunder are currently 8.5-point favorites over the Pacers in game number 7. That would be the largest spread in an NBA Finals game since at least 1991. So a massive favorite. Wow. Hey, that's an easy victory for OKC. That's not the case, but a big spread here. But a lot of people, including the public, who are voting with us, giving the Pacers a heck of a shot just to get that outright victory on Sunday.
Game 7s are totally different, especially when you're dealing with such a big favorite over a team that nobody has given any credit to or a shot the entire postseason. There is one team playing with a lot of house money, Donnie, and there's another team that's got the weight of the entire franchise, city, and the NBA on them. It is, and very young. What are they going to do, Donnie, when they know it's coming down to them in the final 5 minutes and never been there before? That remains to be seen.
And also, coach that hasn't been there before, right, for OKC. Franchise that hasn't been there before. Players haven't been there before. We'll see how it shakes out, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, no surprise at the FanDuel Sportsbook, always popping up with his points prop in the low 30s. He sits at a 32.5. Tyrese Halliburton gets an extra couple days to rest that calf. He's 14.5. Let me ask you this question. Forget about SGA. Tyrese Halliburton, points at 14.5. How you feeling about that for Sunday night?
Well, it wasn't a problem in this game. And I think, what are you doing, 22, 21 minutes, somewhere in that ballpark here? Listen, if he's able to go and he got the rest mostly the second half in that game, you know, he's already won how many games this postseason in the final minute?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Major League Baseball in full swing, certainly here on a Friday. It is a full slate. Game number one will start in the Windy City of Chicago at 2:20 p.m. The late night action tonight. There are 3 games in the 10 o'clock hour. Cleveland versus the Athletics. You take a look at Washington and Los Angeles, and that's the Dodgers, and Boston and San Francisco. So why don't we start there? Why is this a big deal? Like, wait a minute, it's just interleague play. It's Boston and San Francisco. They meet up every once in a while. It's just the way it is. But we got some added intrigue in this series. Why? Boston heads to town to take on the Giants. Rafael Devers used to be on the Boston Red Sox, was traded to the San Francisco Giants, and they meet up right away. The only shame of the show is that it's not actually in Fenway. It would have been a little bit more intriguing. But how do we feel about a new-look San Francisco Giants team still struggling to score some runs with Rafael Devers going up against his former team?
Yeah, it's intriguing also because you got two pitchers here in Dobbins and Birdsong that have never faced the other teams. So both of these lineups are going to go in blind without a whole lot of history against these two pitchers. And Dobbins has actually pitched pretty well as of late here. The big question is, do we think we're getting runs in this game and in this ballpark? Because even Devers in a lineup, they won yesterday, the Giants, but it was 2-1 against the Guardians. I'm not sure we're going to get a ton of runs in this one. It feels like another under is coming in this game, despite Devers playing his former team.
By the way, if I bought the San Francisco Giants and moved the fences in and in that ballpark, would people get upset? You're not going to get a splashdown. You got to go over that big wall in right field. How about we lower that wall to 8 feet, Joe? Sound better? Get some runs in that ballpark? Would you me in buying the Giants to move that fence in?
I would love that, but that's just not going to happen, Donnie. And quite honestly, I like it this way because it kind of gives us, from a betting perspective, if we got some quality pitchers on the mound, then guess what? We can look for some unders across the board in these games.
Yeah, how about this? The line opened up at 7.5 on the total, and it still sits at 7.5 across the board, which rightfully so. You take a look at the side itself. It was around a -150 price overnight here at the FanDuel Sportsbook towards the San Francisco Giants. That number is dropping, though. We got the 132s now on the live numbers. Other outlets as low as a -127. If we look at Dobbins and Birdsong, the interesting part is, you know, two younger pitchers per se, right? How about this in their last 30 days? One pitcher in Dobbins, 23 innings pitched. The other pitcher in Birdsong, 20 innings pitched. Look at their ERA 3.91 and 4.05, very similar. How about their XFIP numbers over the past month, Joe? Identical. Mm-hmm. Both at a 3.89. So tell me, these pitchers are in good form in a ballpark that certainly doesn't allow a lot of runs. Two offenses not exactly lighting it on fire. I'm with you, Joe. I don't think we get the 8 runs tonight, but here's the bigger question, though. The FanDuel Sportsbook talking about Rafael Devers. How do we play him this weekend? Would you like him to hit one home run? That's a plus 132. Two home runs, 6-1 price. Three home runs at 17-1. Now, he does have 15 home runs on the season. Hasn't hit one yet for the San Francisco Giants. But I got to tell you, one home run over three games at plus 132? I don't think that's too bad here. Am I crazy?
I'm with you. But again, one of the things we had mentioned when we talked about this for him going to this ballpark and mm-hmm. the dimensions and the wind, and this is not Fenway. He's yep. going to lose some home runs over the course of the season. But I do think pretty good opportunity here over the next couple of games. He gets one against his former team. Maybe, Donnie, even two or more against his favorite team.
Ooh, see, I like that. Now you look at that 6-1 prices, three bombs, 17-1. Like the way sometimes we're seeing some of these home run props, it's like, oh, that plus 132 is just for one game, and that will be tonight. So at least you get three games out of that, and probably what? Maybe 15 at bats at one home run. And you know the way the baseball gods work, right? Either he's going to strike out 10 times in the series, or he's going to be like, hey, this is what you missed right now. And he'll be overexcited at the plate. We'll certainly see how that plays out. But again, not looking for a lot of fireworks tonight, as that total is only listed at 7.5. Let's get the game number one on the card today. That's the Seattle Mariners taking on the Chicago Cubs. It's Kirby versus Boyd, 971, 972 on the rotation. This game, again, is an afternoon game in Wrigley, as they do on Fridays. This line opened up as around a minus 135 price as a favorite towards Chicago. You see the graphic on the screen right there, minus 130. That number is gone. It's actually minus 142 and higher at some other outlets here, but a total, we love it at Wrigley. It's 9.5. Now, you might say, like, hey, Kirby's decent, Boyd's decent, but so are the temperatures and the wind being decent today in Wrigley, Joe. 76 degrees at first pitch. This game will be in the 80s by the time it finishes, and a double-digit wind blowing out to center field. We always get high numbers there. The question, though, is will we see double-digit runs combined here?
Yeah, well, you can tell where the wind's blowing, right, with this number, Don, because we've seen lesser in the former series here with the Cubs. But listen, Seattle bats hit or miss. They were quiet over the three-game series against the Red Sox, which is why they lost 2 of 3. Boyd has some history against these hitters from his time when he was with Detroit. But Kirby, I don't think, has ever faced anybody here with the Cubs. He's never seen him before. Not exactly a great ballpark for him, as he does give up a lot of fly balls. And if that wind's going out, I get it. I tend to think that the Cubs will handle business. Anything under 150, I think, is a pretty good value here for the Cubs in this spot.
Like they say, Joe, opposites attract in Major League Baseball. 27 pitchers on the card today, minimum of five innings pitched over the past month. Taking a look at their XFIP numbers, George Kirby's fifth on the card today at a 3.14. That's very good. You take a look at the 20th ranked pitcher on the card today with XFIP. That is Matthew Boyd. He's at a 4.30. So then if we roll reverse here, you say, wait a second, George Kirby's a top five pitcher on the card today, Donnie. What's his ERA? How about his ERA over his last 25 and two-thirds innings? Six. It's a 6. Wow. Take a look at Matthew Boyd, who I just told you is 20th on the card in XFIP. His ERA over the past month, 2.45. So is the analytics going to win, or is the eye test and basically ERA going to win out today? The one thing that we do know is the temperatures are high, 80 degrees with the wind blowing out. Some of those batters that you might like, and again, Matthew Boyd's been decent. His last 113 batters that he's faced, how about a 114 ISO against and a 275 winning on base percentage? However, the Seattle Mariners, Joe, they've hit left-handed pitching pretty well over the past 30 days. Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, Jorge Polanco, Randy Arozarena, Donovan Solano, all high weighted on base percentages here and high ISO power numbers. And also a key part here, if you like hitters props, this team does not walk at all. So if Matthew Boyd's not a high strikeout guy and they don't take walks, the ball should be in play today. Maybe some runs in the friendly confines. More Major League Baseball talk next on this Friday morning show right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's get to it here. NL East talk, because just a few short weeks ago, or should I say days ago, like the New York Mets, oh, look, they already clinched the NL East. The Phillies absolutely stink. The Braves, they're never going to recover. And the Mets playing some of their best baseball of the season with the best record in the majors. A losing streak combined with another team's winning streak gets you to the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies in a virtual tie in the NL East for first place. Now, they're going to meet up for a 3-game set this weekend in Philadelphia. But if you're looking to be a streak, like, what is your likelihood? Hey, our ace is on the mound. We're going to break this streak. So the Mets have shown up looking to break streaks against like Chris Sale. Throw Blackburn out there. It doesn't work out very well. That's an easy victory for the Atlanta Braves and you give them life. Now they come to Philadelphia. Let's throw our ace out there. It's Tidwell versus Wheeler. And the Phillies favored by about $2 in this game. Actually, Joe, they opened up as a 235 favorite overnight. You see that graphic at 230. People buying in a little bit to the Mets, though. It's a minus 188 on good old show me the money, Mr. Tidwell in Philadelphia. Before we get to the game itself, coming into this again, the Mets on a slide. How do you approach Major League Baseball teams where they're not playing great baseball? Do they have to show you something, or is it just so simple if they have a good pitcher, you take them, and eventually they'll bounce back? But again, Tidwell's on the mound today. Why the love for the Mets?
Doesn't he own the Arizona Cardinals, or that might be a different Tidwell? But that's Blade Tidwell is on the mound.
And
listen, why not? I mean, when you look at his numbers at AAA, he's got nearly a 5 ERA. He had close to a 6 last year. So, yeah, let's throw him right into a National League East rivalry game and put him up against Zach Wheeler. I don't understand what this is all about. The bullpen, by the way, of the Mets got used pretty much here against they've had to waste a lot of arms here against that Braves series. So to me, are we not laying the 1.5 with Philadelphia? Show me something here. Mets on the road still, and they have not been good on the road. Feels like the Phillies and the run line is in play tonight.
Yeah, maybe get that dog price, a little bit of extra money there if you take the run line on the Philadelphia Phillies. Don't have much to work with on Tidwell, but you're right about that. We usually go back and say, okay, is this the flamethrower coming up like Mazeroski there for the Brewers, right? It's like, hey, this kid's coming up touching 100. Like, we're not getting those vibes here from Tidwell. Hasn't had a very good season so far in AAA. The Phillies lineup projects itself very well against right-handed pitching, particularly, Joe, over the past 30 days. And in Philadelphia today, muggy temperatures, 80 degrees at first pitch here tonight, wind blowing out to right field. Turner, Schwarber, Bohm, Castellanos, Kepler, and Realmuto all have really good weighted on base percentages here. Here's the interesting part. Zach Wheeler did used to pitch for the New York Mets, and maybe he files that away from time to time, but he's been good this season just like he is every time. But the Mets also, against right-handed pitching over the past month, have hit very well against right-handed pitchers. Nimmo, Soto, Alonso, Marte, McNeil, and also Mauricio have really good statistics, both with ISO power numbers and weighted on base percentages. Could this be a sneaky total over tonight, even though we have an ace and Wheeler on the mound?
Kind of feels like I'd even take it further, right? Take advantage of Blade Tidwell and give me the Phillies team total over in the first 5. It's probably 2.5, Donnie, somewhere in that ballpark. They are at a decent price. I would look for the Schwarbers of the world to take advantage of Blade Tidwell early and often here.
Yeah, and also you take a look here at Zach Wheeler, number two on that card. No surprise today. His last 30 days, four starts, 24 innings pitched, a 3 ERA, which is actually a little bit high for him technically, but that xFIP at a 2.59. The Phillies can take sole possession of first place with a victory, or the Mets can salvage back sole first place tonight if they can knock off Wheeler with Tidwell on the mound. Another game we'll take a look at down in Tampa. We love the heat and humidity, but that game did stay under yesterday. 963-964, Detroit Tigers taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Flaherty versus Boz on the mound, a 7.05 start. The total opened up at 8.5, still sits at 8.5, but a de facto pick 'em here. Look at that, minus 108 on both sides between the Tigers and the Rays. Now, the Tigers did play a doubleheader yesterday, got on a plane flying down to Tampa, so maybe that bullpen a little bit exhausted at this point, and even playing extra innings. Any bounce for Tampa tonight down there in George Steinbrenner Stadium?
It's kind of hard when you consider what we've gotten from Tampa over the last, in the month of June, right? We talked about some of their numbers, and they've been absolutely crushing the ball here, but you know, they got one run yesterday against Baltimore. They ended up getting one of their relievers hit with a ball in a dugout. He had to get stretchered off the field. It was just a rough scene. And I'm not seeing any money to the over, Donnie, in this one. To me, it's they're telling us bet the under here, 8.5. Could have some tired legs here and tired swing speeds.
Hey, is it any surprise? 85 plus degree temperatures today down at Steinbrenner Field. Let's get some runs. More baseball up next on the horizon. Stay with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
More Major League Baseball. Who says no? We love baseball on a Friday as we get ready for game number 7 in the NBA, which will take place on Sunday night. But on the early line, we got business to attend to. And that business also includes the Minnesota Twins. We're going to take on the Milwaukee Brewers today. Mizorowski on the mound for another start. Going up against Ryan, 975, 976 on the rotation, 8:10 p.m. start. How about this line dip here, which we saw with Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies? Overnight, around a minus 190 price at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Now sits at a minus 158. Money coming in on the young Miz here for the Brewers. A total that opened up at 8, still sits at 8. These are always the interesting ones for me because you saw Mizorowski with a good start, and until you get a book at the Major League Baseball level and until you face certain teams the second and third time, maybe they don't know quite what they're going to get. Do we get a surprise in store where Milwaukee money coming in, and that's the right side tonight?
Yeah, well, I got news for you. The kid looked phenomenal, right? There's been a lot of hype around him leading into that first start. I believe it was against the Cardinals, and he has been, you know, they're saying he's lived up to the hype. Now, the bats finally awoke yesterday for the Twins, who have been basically a 500 team now going on about a month here after that really hot streak that they had. And Joe Ryan is the guy, is their ace at home. Feels like runs might be hard to come by here. Both bullpens we know are more than capable of limiting damage. I like the under in this one. A good old-fashioned pitcher's duel could be coming our way here.
Yeah, pitcher's ballpark, too. It is warm in Minnesota today, Joe. 85 degrees, but a double-digit wind blowing in from right field certainly never helps. If you look at Joe Ryan, he's had a decent season as well. But if we're looking at where he struggled over the past 30 days, it's the left-handed batters. The last 38 batters he faced from the left side, Joe, low strikeout rate, high walk rate, high ISO, and high weighted on-base percentage. Now, you look at the Milwaukee lineup, there's never really a lot to love there, but Christian Yelich has continued to have a very, very good past month here. 62 at-bats against right-handed pitching. How about a 364 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 466? We'll see what happens, but I sort of agree. Like, it's warm temperatures, but a wind blowing in. Not a lot of great batters here. Maybe the Miz can turn in another good performance, and he can hold the bats down here for Ryan. Maybe that does stay under the total. Let's go out to San Diego, which, hey, maybe it's a decompression series against Kansas City, because that's not really rival as opposed to coming off a series with the Dodgers. You steal the final game, a lot of people getting hitting by pitches. We'll see what happens in this game tonight, but one thing we don't expect are runs here. It's the Lorenzen versus Pivetta, 977, 978 on the rotation. 940 start tonight. How about the total open up at 8, as you see on the graphic? We're now down to 7.5 across the board. For San Diego as the favorite, they opened up as a minus 190 price. They now sit at a minus 162, much less than the graphic on the screen, at minus 184. A lot of big bites of the apple so far in a couple of these games, Joe, with the underdog teams, which includes Kansas City coming to town to take on the Padres.
Yeah, and again, the Tatis getting hit yesterday, not really knowing what his condition is. I would guess he's probably not going to be in the lineup here tonight for San Diego. Not to mention, they're already without Jackson Merrill, who's in a concussion protocol. He won't be available until Sunday. So that, those are two pretty important pieces for the Padres here. And Pivetta's on a mound for him, though, so that should make Padre backers feel a little bit better in this spot at home. Listen, if Tatis is not going, you'd be hard-pressed for me to want to back an over or expect runs here, although Kansas City's done a pretty good job against Texas lately in scoring runs. Feels like a first five under for me. That's a lot of bats and a lot of power in that Padre lineup that won't be available to him.
Yeah, that's the key ingredient, too. But we're also taking a look at, like, Nick Pivetta had some struggles here over the past month, but looked very good in his last start. But then I take a look at Michael Lorenzen. Like, again, Joe, 27 pitchers on the card rated. He's 27th on the card. And it's like, oh, well, maybe things aren't matching up. He's getting unlucky. Like, he has had 19 2/3 innings pitched. How about an ERA of 8.24? And then you look at his xFIP, it's 5.50. So the fact that he's taking on money is kind of interesting to me, outside of not just looking at statistics. Tatis probably won't be in the lineup tonight. We could probably agree. And also, you had a heated series with the Dodgers, where now it's not the Dodgers and it's Kansas City. Jack Cagged with a couple home runs yesterday. We'll see what happens, but it's kind of interesting that big precipitous drop, even though I think you have the better pitcher on the mound and maybe by a wide margin at this point. We'll see how that one plays out. Cincinnati and St. Louis in the National League. This is going to be a central battle. 955, 956, a 7:15 start tonight, and a favorite here for St. Louis overnight. Minus 136, as you see the graphic. Live, we're up as high as minus 142, and across the betting landscape, some 150s are starting to appear. Singer versus Pallante on the mound, a 9 total, which was the opening number, still sitting at 9. Let me just do a quick check here for you, Joe, on the weather conditions today. Here we go. 89 degrees at first pitch. Double-digit winds blowing out to left field. Questionable pitching out there. Ooh, do we see some runs at Busch Stadium?
Yeah, you know, the problem with the Reds is that they aren't very good against their own division. They've only won one series. They've only won 10 of 23 games against the competition in their division here. And really, the most of the wins came against the Pirates, which I don't think really counts. So St. Louis at home here. Bats are getting going again. I like Pallante because he doesn't miss a ton of bats, but he doesn't give up a ton of home runs either. Keeps the ball on the ground. Busch Stadium in a hot, humid night, always tough to look towards an under, but I kind of like the Cardinals in this spot here. Can't trust the Reds on the road coming off of that beatdown by Minnesota yesterday. So, yeah, I'm leaning towards the Cards in this one.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You look at the lineup today for the Reds that we anticipate, and has some pretty good numbers here against right-handed pitching over the past month, but also over the past month for Pallante. Knocked around a little bit by right-handed batters, but not by left-handed batters, and you're going to get quite a few left-handed batters in that lineup tonight for the Cincinnati Reds. If we flip it over to St. Louis, like Brady Singer, here's one of those things where it's, again, eye test versus actually what the analytics are telling us. Singer, I have 26 out of 27 pitchers in xFIP today. His last month, 28 innings pitched, a 3.21 ERA, which is very good, but that xFIP at a 5.27. Here's the issue. Brandon Donovan's got a good weighted on base percentage. Wilson Contreras does as well. And Alec Burleson, out of everybody else, just not good here. A lot of question marks in this game to say, yes, you have a bad pitcher on the mound, or the chance to have a bad pitcher on the mound. You still need a pretty good hitting lineup to do some damage. I don't know if we have that here. Now, the New York Yankees woke up yesterday, Joe Ranieri. 7 runs for them. They're going to take on the Baltimore Orioles today, live in the Bronx from Yankee Stadium. Max Fried, maybe the de facto ace there of the New York Yankees roster, going up against Sugano. 961, 962 on the rotation. A 705 start in the Bronx and a heavy, heavy favorite. overnight, minus 220. You see the graphic on the screen, minus 225. It now sits minus 255 at the FanDuel Sportsbook here for the New York Yankees as a heavy favorite. Nine as the total overnight, Joe. Still sitting at nine now. Weather conditions in the Bronx tonight, muggy conditions, 81 degrees at first pitch, and a close to double-digit wind blowing out to right center field. Can the Yankees repeat and put some numbers up on Sugano in this one?
Yeah, I kind of hope so, because he's guy, Sugano, that is a regression candidate. He's got, you know, a decent ERA at 3.38, but he's got a 4.70 FIP. So he's gotten lucky. He doesn't exactly miss a ton of barrels. He gets guys to chase pitches out of the zone, and that's kind of what has sustained him. But I think the Yankees, they got off the schneid yesterday. The guys that were struggling got back hitting the ball. I think that's a good sign. You mentioned the wind blowing out. If you're not striking guys out and you're going to pitch the contact, I like the Yankees' chances in this one of scoring runs. I like the over as well.
Yeah, it's such a key ingredient, too, because you're right about this. Oh, this guy's got a good ERA or whatever he has. If you don't strike out batters at Major League Baseball and you strike them out only 14% over your past 30 days, that's balls in play. And if you're talking about the Bronx in a smaller stadium, you know, hot temperatures there, muggy, wind blowing out, you're eventually going to get touched up. And also, he's 22nd on the card today with his xFIP number. ERA close to 4, xFIP number 4.40, but also, he's facing Max Fried, number one pitcher on the card today. How about a 2.53 xFIP over the past 30 days, which includes 32 and a third innings pitched and an ERA of right around 3. The Yankees probably should be a heavy favorite. It'll be interesting to see if the good vibes can be rolled over today. 7 runs and a win yesterday. Can we get another 7 runs in the Bronx today? Maybe Aaron Judge getting back into that home run column. More action next. Ooh. Includes game number 7 on Sunday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We got movement, Joe Ranieri. We got movement. It's game number 7. We've been waiting for movement, haven't we? Oh, I don't know. It's only been about 2.5 hours at this point. But game 7 is going to be on Sunday. The anticipation for game number 7, fantastic. Sunday night is a school night for me because, yes, I do have work on Monday morning. But I got to tell you, I'm going to be up for all 4 quarters as long as we have a competitive game. And the reason I say things are changing, the opening number here at the FanDuel Sportsbook was 8.5 on the price for Sunday's Game 7 pivotal battle here in Oklahoma City. We're now seeing 8s at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, but even more importantly, 7.5s at some other outlets as well. Talk to me about this, Joe. Where do we see this? Because we said it yesterday. No doubt in my mind. Halliburton's going to be in that starting lineup. They're going to announce that line is going to drop, and it did yesterday. Oklahoma City's an 8.5-point favorite. There was no way that was going to 9. But now it's down to 8 at FanDuel. Other outlets, as I said, at 7.5. Where do we find ourselves around game time on Sunday night, Joe?
Listen, they're going to be the favorite. The question is by how much. OKC, I think the public, Donnie, is going to look at OKC as a team like, well, what do you expect? They can't win on the road anyway. But, you know, they're 1-9, I think, is how they finished against the number on the road this postseason. They might just chalk it up to, well, they always bounce back at home. So I do think there's going to be a lot of public love for OKC before tip-off. But that doesn't change the fact we gave you the numbers. A game 7, is anybody's ball game. Halliburton is obviously healthy enough to be able to impact a game. He just did it at home in game six. I can't imagine laying more than three possessions with OKC in this spot, who's got all of the pressure. And meanwhile, Indiana's like, we're not even supposed to be here, right? So we'll just go ahead and play the game anyway and see what happens.
Yeah, crazy, man. It's going to be crazy to see this out. And again, the Pacers, they got to love, you're right, Joe, the Pacers love this. Like, you know what the Pacers, they say, hey, we're not going to pay attention to any lines or anything like that. We played the underdog role. But the Pacers probably going like, look at this, man. We are in game number seven. We've handled our business all the way through, and still we are decided underdogs. We love this role. We don't, like, hey, Pacers, minus one. Like, no, that's not our role here. Continue to disrespect us. We will continue to come up big, and I can't wait to watch it play out. What's the key ingredients for you so far that we look towards Sunday? Is it a good start for the Pacers? Is it fight off the crowd early? Does somebody have to step up? How does this game look through that first quarter, and what needs to be done where we say, oh, my goodness, Pacers really might do this?
Well, yeah, listen, they got to do exactly what they have done. They cannot, under any circumstances, get down by double digits again and expect to, in a game seven, have to come all the way back. Now, the interesting part about this is that the total has opened up, what, at 214, 214 and a half, which is a dramatic drop from where we started this series. But we talked about it earlier, game sevens, the history of game sevens, they're not running up and down the court. There is no game planning or X's and O's that's going to fake the other team out. This is going to be a grind out kind of game. And I think it's so important for the Pacers to make sure that they are within a couple of buckets early on in this thing and take the crowd out of it. If they do that, like they did in game one there towards the end, I think they'll be there, but they cannot go down 15 points in the first half and expect that they're going to have some sort of dramatic comeback here in the second half.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that and expect to continue time and time again. But also, let's flip the narrative over from the Pacers to OKC. They are the favorites. They were supposed to win the championship. They were favored that way just about all season long. And now they're in a position to do that in game number seven. If we say, well, why not? Like, that line is 8 points at the FanDuel Sportsbook. They're expecting a win by the Oklahoma City Thunder. Why can't the Thunder win by 15, 20 points and repay the same thing the Pacers did to them on their home court? We've seen the Oklahoma City Thunder win games by double digits on their home court against the Pacers. And we take a look at players in this game that we expect high expectations from, like SGA, his points prop 32 and a half points in this game to be a major catalyst in a championship run, which again is down to one game here. Oklahoma City winning this and going away, is it just playing their own brand of basketball, get back to playing the fundamentals on defense, and having SGA as the lead dog scoring 35 plus points in this one?
Well, yeah, I mean, it got you to this point. The only problem is that this is a different animal because it's games. There is no more games after this. And you're going to be in the building. And what happens if Indiana punches first? The problem is we don't have a whole lot of experience on OKC where we can say, listen, they got guys that have been here before and done this. They'll be fine. The moment won't be too big. We don't know what this moment is going to be for them. Will they crack under the pressure of a game seven? It's not like we got a lot to look back on and be like, see, they'll be just fine. I don't know if they're going to be just fine. They may win, but are they going to win by double digits? I doubt it.
Man, again, whoever wins, great. Just give me a good game. Now, granted, if I have a ticket on the game, I'm certainly going to be rooting on that side much, much more. But we talked about, like, who is going to step up because you never know. Like, yes, if OKC wins, it's probably going to be SGA. Like, in what world? Like, SGA played the entire game, scored 13 points, and they still won game seven and ended up with a cover. Well, then you might be in doubt on SGA not winning the finals because maybe somebody else had a 50-burger in a game seven and really proved their mettle. But it seems like it's going to be SGA and or Pascal Siakam either way it goes. But who is stepping up in this spot? Because, yes, we say SGA, and yes, we say Siakam, and maybe Halliburton can knock down some shots here. But is there a dark horse that, like, a Chet Holmgren busts out with a 30-point effort in game number seven? Who is that guy that we might see? Like, you know what? He could do this thing in game seven. We see it all the time.
They are going to need, I think, more importantly than anything, let SGA be SGA, Donnie. But They are going to have to do a better job collectively as a team defensively. They have been elite defensively all year. I think they're very suspect offensively. So if I'm Oklahoma City, I need to know that that defense is going to show up when it matters. If it does, I don't think it'll matter if they have an off night offensively.
Recapping game 7 of the NBA Finals. That's what we'll be doing on Monday morning of the early line, but it's great to see that we have a game number 7 this weekend. It'll be fun to watch. It's a heavy favorite for OKC. Can the Indiana Pacers shock the world? Because again, not very many people gave them a lot of hope entering into the playoffs, let alone get to the NBA Finals and win the NBA Finals. Joe Ranieri's got you the rest of the way on the early line. I'm out of here. I'll see you back on Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back in here, the early line on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and as we get ready to wrap up this edition in this week, let's not forget, we got a lot going on, especially thanks to last night's results in the NBA as the Oklahoma City Thunder threw up all over themselves on the road, like they've done the entire postseason against the Indiana Pacers, creating, well, a game 7 for the first time in 9 years. The NBA will feature a game 7 that is coming up on Sunday. We'll have much more about that upcoming game and what happened last night throughout the day here on the Sports Grid Network. But don't forget, we also kind of have a winner-take-all situation in the College World Series as the LSU Tigers are returning to the Charles Schwab Field in Omaha for a chance to be a national champion again, taking on only this time the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers. We got game 1 tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern time, and what a run it has been for Coastal Carolina, a 26-game winning streak, having taken down Louisville in that last game in order to be able to get to the championship game. And, of course, LSU just sticking a dagger into what was the favorite, Arkansas, in order for them to get back here and try once again to win a title, which they did back in 2023 here. As you can see, the lines. All right, listen, Coastal Carolina, you think of Coastal Carolina, you don't think of major league baseball players or baseball in any way, shape, or form, especially going up against a blue blood like LSU when it comes to college baseball. But guess what? You don't win 26 consecutive games to get yourself to this point because you can't play it. This is the ultimate situation. And I think it's going to be a fantastic College World Series this weekend. Again, 2 out of 3 is going to take it. Would not shock me if Coastal Carolina strikes first in this one here. LSU bounce back and then a winner take all for all the marbles at championship. Looking forward to that. Make sure you guys check it out if you get a chance. Definitely worth watching what we've got from Coastal Carolina and LSU. Also, you've got the Travelers underway right now in Connecticut. And wouldn't you know it, on the PGA Tour, the final signature event so far of the season. And look at this, Scottie Scheffler, shocker. after that rough week at Oakmont. Well, he was glad to get away from Oakmont and get to Connecticut. Why? Well, he shot 62 yesterday, 8 under par. He's tied with Austin Eckroat right now for the lead. Austin Eckroat, 12:30 Eastern time, getting ready to tee it up. Scottie Scheffler is already on the course. He parred his first hole, and shouldn't be a shocker. He is the favorite once again entering this tournament to win it. Good news, though, is that Rory's actually had a pretty good showing so far as well. 6 under par. He, along with Keegan Bradley and Wyndham Clark at 6 under par, they are all set to tee it up after closer to 2 o'clock, right around 1:45 Eastern time. Not to mention, we got plenty of Major League Baseball coming your way today, in fact, as we covered a bunch of the games coming up a little bit later. I'm going to be interested to see a couple of games, and one of them, of course, is going to be the Nats and the Dodgers, not because it's the Nats, it's because you got two pretty good lefties going at one another here. Mackenzie Gore for the Nationals. You got Kershaw going for the Dodgers. Now, Kershaw last time out looked much more Clayton Kershaw-like there. Mackenzie Gore quietly having, well, a Cy Young season here. Nobody seems to be talking about him. But after that grueling series against the Padres where we had fights and guys hit and everything else, might we get a little flat version of the Dodgers here tonight? They're a $2 favorite. I wouldn't sleep on the Nats in this one, maybe pulling up the upset with their ace on the mound, Mackenzie Gore. Also, you've got Hunter Brown on the mound for the Astros tonight, taking on Kikuchi and the Angels. If there is a Cy Young candidate with his 1.88 ERA, it is Hunter Brown. Maybe giving up less than a run and a half because he doesn't give up more than 2 runs and he hasn't all season long. Expecting a pretty good showing from Hunter Brown and the Astros tonight. We'll have more throughout the weekend on all the Major League Baseball action, but stay tuned. The Early Line will be back on Monday, but more coming your way next year on The Grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.